from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K25APT in Manhattan.
6%. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. My Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson, Adagio for a string orchestra played by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Peter Sundqvist here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson, and some more classical music for you is on the way here on a Monday afternoon. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra is with us a bit later. We'll hear music from an opera known as Fate, a suite from composer Leos Janáček. That's still to come. And an afternoon of classical music until 3 p.m. today. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Onward next to chamber music written by Robert Schumann in the year of 1842. We've got for you his piano quartet in E flat major next on Kansas Public Radio. Chamber music composed in 1842 by Robert Schumann. His piano quartet in E-flat major, played by the members of the Beaux-Arts Trio, today on Kansas Public Radio, where it's coming up on 1:40, about 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday afternoon. We're live, we're local. KPRA is 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute. KPR Spring Membership Drive is going to get started on Friday morning with our Power Breakfast. You can help us get off to a strong start when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. During that morning, double the value of your pledge. $50 becomes $100, $200 becomes $400. You get the idea. So save the date. KPR's Power Breakfast is on Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org. We have for you next the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra and a suite of music from an opera by composer Leos Janáček, one that he completed in 1907. A suite from an opera whose title translates to Fate or sometimes Destiny. This was an opera that was all about a young composer struggling to complete his own opera while tormented by the memory of his lost love. A suite from Fate, the Czech Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. From a 1907 opera by Czech composer Leos Janáček, music from the opera known as Fate, or sometimes translated into Destiny. A performance by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. And it's just about 2 p.m. News from NPR is ahead. Then, another hour of classical music, one which we'll hear music from Johann Svensson, one of the Norwegian Rhapsodies, Tchaikovsky as well, and the wonderful Sleeping Beauty Ballet Suite. More fairy tale music is in store for us here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Shalon David, Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. 41 degrees on the KU campus. High temperatures today in the mid-50s with cloudy skies. Cloudy tonight as well, a low of 42. And tomorrow should be sunny again with a high of 67. You're listening to KPR. Catch that story and all the latest news on All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. By composer Oscar Strauss, a little tune called Minuet à la Cour, played by the Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, conductor Alfred Walter, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson with a little more classical music for a Monday afternoon. An hour that'll bring us a little duo for viola and piano from Venezuelan composer Reynaldo Hahn in the form of what he called a soliloquy, not to mention the Royal Philharmonic and their rendition of Tchaikovsky's beautiful Sleeping Beauty Ballet Suite, all ahead, here on Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Karsten Anderson here next to lead the Bergen Symphony Orchestra, and we've got music now from 19th century Norwegian composer and colleague of Edvard Grieg, music from Johann Svensson, composing from the same model established by the Hungarian and Slavonic dances of Brahms and Dvorak, respectively. We'll listen to Norwegian Rhapsody No. 4. On KPR. Norwegian Rhapsody No. 4, composed by Johann Svensson, performed by the Bergen Symphony and conductor Karsten Anderson here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:23 now. Stay with us for the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra along in just a few minutes in the second half of the hour, with music from Tchaikovsky's wonderful ballet, The Sleeping Beauty, still to come on KPR. You know, you can hear music from KPR's live performance studio anytime you want over at our website. You'll find recent performances by the Bach Aria soloists, members of the Topeka Symphony, the Spire Chamber Ensemble, and many more. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on the music link to enjoy great sounds from our studios anytime. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org. We have a little music now, a little music in the form of a duet for viola and piano. It's from Venezuelan composer Reynaldo Hahn. They call this Soliloquy and Forlane. Playing viola is Vincent Ocante with Yoko Kaneko at piano on KPR. For viola and piano, music called Soliloquy and Forlane from Venezuelan composer Reynaldo Hahn, played by Vincent Ocante playing viola and Yoko Kaneko on piano on Kansas Public Radio. 2:32 now. At 3 o'clock, we await All Things Considered from NPR News. More classical music for you tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. and Classics Live, that is from 8 to 9. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR Spring Membership Drive is going to get underway next Friday morning, and you can help us get off to a strong start during the Power Breakfast, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar, double the value of your pledge on Friday morning. The Power Breakfast is from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Here on the KU campus, cloudy skies and 45 degrees. High today around 53. Cloudy tonight, a low of 41. And tomorrow the sun comes out again. We'll have a high of about 69 for Tuesday, a low of 49 tomorrow night. Temperatures in the mid-80s by Wednesday. We're with next conductor Sir Charles McCarris and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. The music by Tchaikovsky from his 1890 Ballet Triumph. We'll hear music next from The Sleeping Beauty here on Kansas Public Radio. One of many triumphs from the world of ballet, contributed by Tchaikovsky. That one from 1890 was his suite from the ballet Sleeping Beauty. Sir Charles McCarris led the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now just about 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered. Later on tonight, you can catch more classical music between 7 and 8 p.m. and Classics Live, that's from 8 to 9. And I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Monday afternoon. We'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Right now, about 45 degrees on the KU campus. Tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 41. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Are significantly less likely to develop mental illnesses. Johannes Truhl is a scientist who worked on the study.
What that suggests is there is a critical window potentially for negative consequences to accumulate for young people.
Cannabis is currently legal for people over 21 in 24 states. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.
Major market indices have ended the day higher, up 1.3%. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 47 degrees, and Lawrence, it is 48 in Topeka. It's 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies all around the state and all over the world, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, the Strait of Hormuz remains largely closed to shipping traffic, but Iran is allowing some vessels to pass through the channel. Not a large volume, but, you know, 4 or 5 ships a day. Is that going to make any difference to the world economy? We will look into that. Also in this next half hour, health conditions like concussions or tinnitus don't usually present externally. Patients can often feel incredibly isolated, but it turns out that some find a great deal of relief through music.
Your brain is uniquely wired for auditory timing, and we use that information to help navigate our world.
We're going to meet the KU professor looking into music's impact on the brain. Coming up in just about 25 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited two-week pass for new students or a Yoga Basic series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
More programming, less fundraising. That's a goal here at KPR. One way you can help is to make a pledge on Friday morning when you'll be matched dollar for dollar by generous KPR members. We'll try to squeeze in an entire day's fundraising into 90 minutes, but we can't do it without you. Friday morning, 7 to 8:30 a.m. on KPR.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
The Trump administration and the Iranian government are giving differing accounts of negotiations to end the Iran war, which has lasted nearly a month.
I'm skeptical that we're anywhere closer to a resolution to this conflict.
What comes next as conversations continue or stall? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
First thing in the morning, 5 to 9 a.m., you can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Tomorrow, your hosts are A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Up next, we have news headlines. Get you an update of the weather situation as well. It is 48 degrees in Topeka, 52 in Manhattan. The time is 3:30.
NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The U.S. Supreme Court will soon consider a case related to one of the nation's most popular weed killers. You may know it, Roundup. The outcome could affect thousands of lawsuits that have been filed against the chemical's parent company. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks explains.
Some plaintiffs claim that Monsanto, now owned by Bayer, did not adequately warn Roundup users that their product could cause cancer. John Durnell of St. Louis won a judgment against Bayer in 2023, but the company appealed the verdict and the Supreme Court will hear the case on April 27th. Aaron Wood, a lawyer in Dallas, says a ruling for Bayer would not extinguish all claims against the company.
If Monsanto prevails, there would be remaining claims of those Roundup plaintiffs. Those would include liability, defective manufacturing claims, negligence claims.
The Department of Justice, the state of Nebraska, and several farm business groups have filed briefs in support of Bayer. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Members of the inaugural class of the Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine were accepted into residency programs at the school's first match day last week. CanCom, as it is called, will send 72 students off to residency programs throughout the country after they graduate in May. Faculty say those students have made the fledgling program stronger. Abigail Warehan is one of those students. She is headed to an internal medicine residency in Wichita.
The 4 years, it taught us a lot, but I think at the end of the day, the school is stronger and we as future physicians are stronger for it too. And I wouldn't have asked to go to a different school.
CanCom is Kansas's first osteopathic school and the first new medical school developed in the state in 100 years. The Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball season ended last night with a 67-65 loss to St. John's. The season finale is also fueling speculation about the future of Bill Self's coaching career. Greg Eklund has the story.
It can be called a disjointed season. Early in the year, KU's star player Darren Peterson was in and out of the lineup with leg issues. Then Coach Bill Self missed a game to deal with health issues. He says he'll discuss his coaching future with those close to him.
Get with family and visit and see what's going on. I love what I do. I need to be able to do it where I'm feeling good and healthy to do it, fairly well.
Since winning the second national championship under Self in 2022, the Jayhawks have not been able to advance to the second weekend of the tournament for 4 years in a row. I'm Greg Eklund.
In the women's basketball invitation tournament yesterday, the K-State women lost to Cal, while the KU women beat Rice. It's 3:35.
From NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. If you've ever had a health issue that doesn't show up externally, you can know how frustrating it can be to describe the systems only to be dismissed by friends or to have doctors tell you there's not much they can do. Reporter Noah Taborda sat down with a researcher at the University of Kansas Medical Center who is validating those feelings and hoping to provide a little bit of relief.
When Dr. Lauren Mann suffered a concussion in college, she was juggling a double major and two jobs. No matter what she tried...
This story was shared with us by KCUR via the Kansas News Service. You will find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Did you know that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then, after days of brinksmanship, President Donald Trump has announced a sudden delay in planned strikes on the Iranian power grid. He cited, and I'm quoting here, very good and productive talks aimed at ending the escalating war. Other folks aren't so sure. We will also check in with what is going on at the nation's airports. Some of the agents of Immigration and Customs Enforcement were sent to help with security screening at U.S. airports. How is that working out? We'll have an on-the-ground report coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
It's All Things Considered.
From the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100. From Cunard, guests can sail a 7-night transatlantic crossing between New York and England or travel around the world in 2027 for over 100 nights with fine dining and entertainment. Cunard.com. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from because we tell you. Get your news straight from the source every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in about 1 minute. It's 4 o'clock.